This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
What is the food that causes you so much pain, but you still eat it because you love it? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And the reason why I'm asking this question is because Chrissy Teigen, she's pregnant with her third child. And on Thursday, that was yesterday, she posted an Instagram video of her kind of complaining about the fact that she's been eating so much sour candy. She says, my tongue is falling off.
Oh, God, yeah.
Now, that's gross, right? And you're like, oh, that's so dramatic. No, she sticks her tongue out and it literally looks like she's shedding her actual tongue skin.
Roadies.
She said, it's so hard to eat anything hot and spicy. She says, I don't know how to eat it. I'll have to put saran wrap on my tongue or something.
Like, what is she eating? Does she say what
Sour kind of- Patch Kids oh, and God. Blow Pops. Like, she's just going to town on the sour candy. And that's like her craving. And she apparently eats it at night, which I'm sure then she just like sleeps in, you know? Like, she probably isn't waking up in the middle of the night eating sour candy and then doing a thorough toothbrushing job. Yeah. So it's just probably
that stuff can just tear
stick
up your
in
mouth.
There. Oof-da, oof-da. 651-641-1071. What is the thing that causes you pain, but you eat it anyway? And Holly, feel free to jump in when we have some calls.
There are so many foods.
I mean, right? So you might hear this story and go, well, that's nonsense. Of course, if it causes you pain, you don't eat it. But I don't know. I hear a lot of people complain about Cap'n Crunch.
No, and there's a lot of people on the phone who are complaining
about
foods. Oh,
good. Complain away.
Oh, good. That's what we came here for. Who do we have first?
We have Tracy.
Hello, Tracy. What is the food that causes you pain, but you don't care? You eat it anyway. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hello. Bananas Foster. It's absolutely delicious, but it's so sweet. It, like, literally makes me sick to my stomach. My stomach hurts when I'm done eating it. But you still just kind of pile it in because it's
worst.
So good.
I don't know that I've ever had Bananas Foster, but I can relate to that feeling of, like, this dessert tastes so good and makes me feel so bad.
I can't stop eating it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Also, Tracy, where does a person get Bananas Foster?
I was down at the Afton House down in Afton.
Mm.
And there's a few other places that you'll see it every once in a while. But yeah, they come out to your table and they make it because they have to like flame it up and all this kind of good stuff to make it really gooey.
It does sound, it sounds really good. Thank you, Tracy. Have a great day. I just am impressed that, like, she's... I get it, though. Like, if you really love a dessert and it's on the menu and you get it every time...
You have to order it, yeah.
I totally get
that. Kind of like calamari. I love whenever calamari's on the menu for appetizers. I'm like, I'll just try and see what they do to the calamaris.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
Who do we have next, Holly?
We have Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie. Jeannie, what is the food that you love so much, even though it hurts you?
Movie theater popcorn.
Mm. Oh, Jeannie, I'm there with you.
All that butter and
salt.
Oh, gosh, I love it. The whole huge bucket, and then I pay for it the whole rest of the night with a bellyache.
Yeah.
It's the worst, but it's so good when it's going down.
You don't want to stop eating it. It just keeps going and going and going. And if you're like me, you put too much salt, and then your tongue shrivels up.
See?
I just get all that fake or real buttery stuff on there and then feel like crap. And my kids remind me every time, you're going to feel horrible later. And I'm like,
true.
Yeah, you're like, I'll pay the price. And then you whine about it later. I get it, Jean. Yes, thank you for your call. Okay, who's next, Holly?
Katie.
Hi, Katie. Katie, what's the food that totally causes you pain, but you eat it anyway?
For me, it's Captain Crunch cereal.
Right?
It ruins the roof of my mouth.
Why does it do that to people? And then also, why has Cap'n Crunch not, like, changed their model so it doesn't hurt people?
Exactly. And then if you wait too long, then it's too mushy, and it's, you have to find that perfect wait time.
Yeah. You know, I bet you could, if you kind of conducted your own scientific study where you did, you know, like let it sit for a certain amount of time and you figured out what exactly that sweet spot is, you could probably earn some followers on social media.
I will definitely look into that.
That would be a good TikTok. Thank you for your call. All right, who's next?
Jake.
Hi, Jake. Jake, what is the food that hurts, but you love it anyway?
Same as Chrissy Teigen, sour candy.
What's your favorite thing, like Sour Patch Kids or?
Sour Skittles and Warheads.
Oh.
Warheads, holy buckets. Like that's next level.
Yeah, those actually have a warning on the back not to eat too many in a certain limit of time.
Because it'll, like, tear a hole in your stomach?
Or your tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I can relate to what she said with the shredded tongue thing. That's fully real.
So
I'm
gross.
So glad
Thank
I don't
you.
Have to deal with a love for sour things. I kind of got over that when I was a kid.
I don't think I ever loved it, but I don't know. There was something about watching that video with her tongue peeling off that made me think, I don't ever want to do that. I don't think I could do that. My thing is like pizza. Like too much pizza will give me gut rot like nobody's business. Mm-hmm. But I love pizza.
I love pizza.
Right? Do you have something that hurts you, Bradley?
Oh, all the time. I would say probably at the top of the list, the salt and vinegar chips, because that'll just like rip the roof. And any kettle chip, frankly, kettle chips as a general rule are, you know, they tear the roof of your mouth off.
Yeah.
And I like to suck on the champ so that I get all the flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And the salt and vinegar will really just
dissolve. Well, and that's like a 1-2 punch. Yeah. Like the sting of the vinegar in the salt. Ugh. But I do love salt and vinegar. Yeah. Holly, is there anything that causes you pain?
Frozen pizza.
Like gut rot?
Gut rot for about 36 hours.
Yeah, but it's so good when it's going down. You know, I've got one more. Popcorn. Like popcorn kernels get all up in my nooks and crannies. Yeah. And I don't like it, but I love popcorn because it's a delivery vehicle for salt and butter.
Yeah.
Right?
A really good one.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, it is Friday. And I have a feeling that what we're going to eat might cause us some sort of pain.
Oh, I'm so excited. Actually, the good news is we've got something to ameliorate that pain on the back end.
I can't wait to have my pain eased on the back end when we come back with a little Cheat Day Friday after this on My Talk 107.1. Oh, baby, it's Friday on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And what do we do on Fridays?
Cheat!
Dirty, rotten cheetah.
Cheat day taste test.
Stick this in your mouth.
What are we putting in our mouth?
We are putting something we have talked about for a while since we first learned that this thing existed. And I'm very excited. And it is brought to you today by a MyTalker, a proud MyTalker by the name of Christina. She
Christina.
She is a huge fan of the show. She loves all the MyTalk shows. I think she loves us and, you know, more than most. But
thank
who
you.
Doesn't?
In that special way.
We'll keep that between us. Mm-hmm. It's in the family. Anyway, she brought us a bag of Brock's Turkey I can't even get the words
turkey
out.
Turkey din-din.
Turkey dinner candy currants.
Okay.
Now, for those of you unfamiliar with this heinousness, it is a grab bag of candy corns flavored thusly. Green beans, roasted turkey, cranberry sauce, ginger glazed carrot, sweet potato pie, stuffing. So six different flavors of candy corns.
Is there
corns.
A turkey one?
Yeah, that's what, didn't I say? Roasted turkey. Yeah, roasted turkey.
Oh, you did say that. Okay, sorry.
There are six different candy corns, each of them representing one of those six flavors. I don't have high hopes for this because I did watch a friend's tasting review and they seemed pretty vile. So
can't wait.
I think we should do this in order of how we'd eat the meal.
Okay.
Which I don't know what that means other than let's start with the, well, I don't know. Actually, how do you want to do this?
Well, how about we just pick them up and go? So like, I'm most curious about green beans right now.
The only one I can tell you probably are the green beans and the cranberry. I don't know which are which on the others.
Okay, well, maybe that'll be half the fun is trying to guess.
So let's start with the green bean. Okay, that's the green one.
It smells like a candy corn.
Yeah, they all smell the same.
Right, which is weird.
Right?
Right, because you're laughing. Oh, God, no. Oh, weird. Oh, no. It's really weird.
It's really.
Keep going though to see. Oh, it's like earwax. Oh,
I don't even want to put it in my mouth.
You have to put it in your mouth, Holly.
Holly, this listener went
to great trouble to drop this off in a pandemic, so you would have something to eat.
I don't think I would choose to eat that.
Put that in your mouth.
I also don't think it really tastes like.
It green got beans. Real whiffy. No, there was a green bean moment.
On the back end, it's just sort of like earwaxy. It's like not good.
You have to eat your way through it, though. Mm. You have to have... I love how Ollie's trying to not
Holly,
do it.
Pop it in and chew it up, okay?
I don't know which one I'm supposed to eat.
The green one.
Oh, they weren't in order. You said to eat them in order.
No, not in order. Just the, in order of all of us at the same time. Sorry.
I think... How are you doing over there, House? I hope
okay,
you have
so
water.
Now, do you have one that is...
How about the one that's brown on the top and yellow
on the
bottom?
Brown.
It is, though.
Brown on the top.
Brown
the
on
big
the top
side,
and
the
yellow.
Big end is brown.
No, well, I don't have one with the big end brown.
This is the one where it's like beige.
The long part. The brown
yellow?
Is bigger than the yellow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the yellow on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. We don't know what this is, though.
I think it's turkey.
Okay. Well, I'm not. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's stuffing.
No. Oh, God.
Okay, that wasn't as bad.
No, I think you ate a different one.
No.
No.
Oh, God.
That's the stuffing.
Oh, there was that
it's
savory.
It's sagey.
Savory whiff.
You know what it tastes
it's
like?
It's sagey. That it was not as like, bad as the green
no,
beans.
No, that was worse.
Mm-mm.
That tastes like what I imagine it would taste like if, like, you were cleaning out your refrigerator after, like,
you know
a
what
year
it,
and you licked
what I feel like it tasted like to me was if you had, like, a piece of pumpkin pie stuck on your... stuffing and you just put the bite in your mouth.
That was so gross.
All right. Now,
I'm scared now. That was so
now the
awful.
One that's mostly yellow, or it looks like it's all yellow, but yeah. There's just a darker end at the kernel end.
Yep.
I have to cleanse my palate.
Wait, no. We got to talk because I think we're looking at two different ones. One has kind of a white tip.
Yep.
And one is like all orange or all yellow.
Yeah, the all yellow one.
Okay, got it. Okay, got it. I'm on it. What? We don't know what this is. I don't know.
Oh,
I'm scared.
Carrots.
Oh, it's not that bad.
That's fine.
Oh, and I can taste the ginger. Carrot.
Ginger.
That's really not that bad.
No, that's kind of tastes
oh, wait,
like
no.
a...
Oh, wait. Oh, still herpy, though.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say herpes.
I didn't say herpes.
It's got the... It's the ginger on the back end.
Oh, it's so candle. It tastes like a Yankee candle. Yep. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
It's real strong.
Yeah, it really is. This is terrible. I can't believe we're doing this.
Okay, it's we not as bad. I will say, honestly, it's not as bad as I thought.
It's worse than I thought. Okay.
It's not as bad as those, like,
I want to save cranberry
beans or whatever it's called.
Cranberry for last. Because I feel like that one
won't
Well,
one of them's going to be turkey and one of them's going to be sweet potato pie.
Okay. Ugh. I think that, I don't know. Let's do the one that has the white tip. And
well,
the
I don't
yellow.
Know what you're saying is a tip.
The small end.
Yeah, like the sharp end?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the white one.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, if you're just joining us, turkey dinner, candy currants.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what this is. Oh, it's sweet potato. Right? Mm-hmm.
Although that's pretty...
Like, I don't know what that is.
I don't like...
It's...
It's just kind of a sweet...
Yeah, it's...
Mm-hmm.
That means we now have turkey.
Oh, okay, I'm really...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Scared. And then cranberry.
Hold on, I have to.
We have turkey and then we have cranberries. So I feel like the cranberries is what I want to go last. Are you ready for
Don't
turkey?
Don't worry, we also have pumpkin pie for dessert. And that comes in the form of one of her famous pumpkin cupcakes that she brought us.
Thank God, because that's going to be the palate cleanser. Okay, ready for turkey?
Okay, so we're doing turkey.
I guess.
Holly.
Eat it. Oh. Oh, God.
Holly, you didn't even put that in your mouth. You're such a liar.
Yes, I did.
You're such a faker.
No. Oh, my gosh. That, oh, no. That tastes like that tastes like a bad experience.
Well, yes, because it is a bad experience.
I mean, like...
That tastes like...
Oh, gosh. I feel very...
It tastes like vomit. It tastes like vomit.
That's what I'm saying. It tastes like...
Okay,
like
but I want you to...
If you got sick after Thanksgiving dinner.
Because you spit it out.
Oh, yeah.
But I want you to know that when you get to the end, there's like a back end of like brown sugar.
No. But you got to get
like
through
turkey
all that.
Broth.
You got to get through all that disgusting stuff first. Okay, I'm going to go with the cranberry because I feel like
it
this is
interesting,
gonna be good.
Though. It is interesting, though, that they leave you with the sweet.
Who
I don't know how they do that.
Who eats these, like, for fun?
Nobody.
This is gross. Okay, I'm going in on the cranberry. All right? I feel like this is going to be the only really good one. I'm not even offended. Yes, I am. Because that does taste like, it tastes like a strawberry short, like if you took a strawberry shortcake doll and bit her head off.
Actually, that one just tastes, I don't, that doesn't even, it almost tastes cinnamony. It doesn't taste, I don't taste cranberry.
Oh, I did get some berry in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are decidedly, I'm giving those -5 yeah, cobras.
Those are going in the crapper.
No. That was disgusting.
That was capitalism run amok.
That might be the worst thing
so
ever
here's
eaten.
The thing that frustrates me about this thing, and by the way, first of all, Christina, thank you so
thank
much
you,
for letting us do this so we didn't have to actually pay for it.
That was so bad.
I feel like it's a waste because it's a full ass bag of candy corns. Who's eating those?
I mean, I don't know. Somebody you don't like.
Can you imagine people just shoveling myths of those in their mouth?
Oh, gosh. No, that is an illness. Oh. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we've got some D-bags for you. Celebrities behaving badly. We'll tell you about them after this on My Talk 107.1. Some celebrities behaving badly that we want to tell you about on the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com, everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And we have a name for those celebrities behaving badly. That name is...
D-Bag!
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Who's your D-bag?
Farah Abraham.
Oh, what now?
Otherwise known as Farah Abraham.
What now?
Hi, guys. Here look at my butt?
Here are your wings. What?
What?
Want to look at my butt?
Oh, butt.
What do you think I said?
That's what I thought you said.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She is a desperate glutton for attention. So have you seen this photo of her butt?
I mean, I've seen so many photos of her butt. I'm not sure which one.
So remember,
today we're going to discuss.
This is the thing that I love about Farrah Abraham. She's like your knockoff celebrity wannabe. So like, it used to be that the Kardashians were like the celebrity wannabes, right? And then they became actual celebrities. And then somebody else needed to take on that role. And so Farrah Abraham decided she was just going to be like, if you couldn't afford the, you know, like Gucci, she'd be the Montgomery Ward version.
Mm-hmm.
And she is the Montgomery Ward version now of, do you remember Jordan Woods breaking the internet a while back with that massage video where they were massaging her butt and everybody was like freaking out about her butt?
I don't remember that, but what? Okay.
Just look it up. You'll see that the world went crazy for her booty, okay, getting massaged. And well, Farrah Abraham tried to do the same thing on Instagram with getting her butt did.
What?
Huh?
Okay, tell me more.
What?
Getting her butt did.
Okay, sorry.
Really,
yeah.
Interesting.
I thought we were all friends here.
I mean, we're friends, but we're also immature.
She was actually getting her butt lymphatic massaged / drained. Have you ever had the lymph massage?
Have you ever had your butt drained?
Okay.
Well,
it's like a thing where they like they jiggle your butt to make the stuff go out of it.
I wish I had that.
It's like
morning.
A very goopy experience. They vigorously massage your butt and your thighs along with some other dermal treatments, and then, you know, it's supposed to make your butt more firm and fabulous.
I mean,
well, it was just a chance for her to show off her butt,
exactly,
and try to pull a Jordan Woods.
Yeah, okay.
And like, it's just such a knockoff, like, you know. We see what you're doing, honey.
Oh, my God.
Plus,
gosh.
She was probably getting it for free, and it was free.
Of
oh, also,
she
if
was.
You open this article and scroll down, you'll see the animated GIF of Jordan Woods Batuski.
Oh, okay. Oh, I mean, she's, yeah. All righty, then.
Well, I'm looking at this before and after.
I see.
So
it looks the same.
Well,
just like it's been beaten up a little bit.
Well, it just looks like it's swollen.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like somebody's been rolling all over your booty.
I also don't
for
understand
hour.
The before and after part, because the after is on top, and mm-hmm. then the before. So maybe the after is the left butt, and then
yes.
the right is the before cheek.
That's how I'm
oh
reading
my
it.
Gosh, yeah. I know. No.
So, little known fact, if you want to get attention, just pull your pants down and have somebody just go to town.
On.
You're bleeding. Sorry, I'm not being very like clear, and it sounds dirty.
Well, you know.
Well, no, seriously, show your butt cheeks on social media, and you'll get attention.
That's true.
Now, so, may not be the attention you want.
What I will say is, people went after her, and she said in her true Farrah Abraham form, "Quote: No, this is a woman sharing health and wellness, and seems to be people really need it for a healthier life."
Okay. It's, I don't really think.
That do you ever wonder, like, what it would life. Just be like to be in a room with her and have a conversation?
I would prefer to not. We've had her on the phone.
No,
before.
I know, and it was pointless.
It was, you guys, honestly.
Okay, so you be us.
Okay.
And I'll be Farrah Abraham.
Farrah, tell us about your new book.
Oh, thank you for asking. My book is a wonderful insight into what it means to be a woman who's working. I work and do lots of things. And I don't know if you know this, but the things that I do are so many important for women today. And therefore, with the importance of being in the workplace and having children at the same time can be very difficult. And that is why with the book in chapter 4, I would like to
okay,
take
so
vitamin C.
What you've just seen is how she speaks in one long run-on sentence, and you never can figure out.
Like, I don't know.
I don't.
What?
Have we reached a conclusion?
Are you
may I?
Conscious?
May I? Are we? Can I?
So we just let her talk for the whole time.
And then the music played, and I'm pretty sure she might still be talking.
There's a phone. Pick up the phone. Here, let me check the phone over here.
Oh, look. Oh, who's that? Who's been calling all these months?
Yes, Farrah Abraham. She's still talking.
Every time you pick up the phone. And sometimes, one time, then I have a business and I am an important person
that.
And my daughter, Sophia, doesn't go to school because I'm...
Farrah Abraham still talking.
Yeah.
Okay, for our next D-bag, it's kind of a D-bag follow-up. And that follow-up is Smash Mouth.
What's a Smash Mouth again?
Hey, now you're an all-star. Oh, yeah. Get your game on. Go play that band.
Got it.
So they played at Sturgis.
Oh, God.
And when they played at Sturgis, they yelled, bleep that COVID bleep. As a means of saying, hey, we don't care about COVID. We're just going to, we came here to rock. So we're just going to rock your face off. And they did. They rocked people. They rocked some COVID into people.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
To the tune of at least a minimum of 100 cases at present. That Smash Mouth concert was responsible for 100 cases. Now, don't at me with like, well, how many people were there? It's not that many. It's not that big of a deal.
It's
a big deal because those 100 cases scattered all over the country and infiltrated other communities.
So there was a story.
And those 100 cases have turned, no doubt, into 400.
There was a story, and correct me if I'm wrong because I don't have it in front of me, but I swear it was about a wedding that led to like 20,000 infections.
That they could all be traced back to that wedding. So that's the thing about the virus, is that we've talked about this. It grows exponentially. One person does not infect only one person. One person will infect many people, and then those people will go on to infect many people.
I also just love this alternate reality that people live in, and I am so tired of it. You can't defy reality. As much as you want to make this about something it's not, it's just the fact. You can't, like, there's no need to get, like, political or, like, you know, personal about it. It just is.
Right.
It is just going to, I mean, that is why 180 plus thousand people who were not dead at the beginning of the year are now dead, and they would not be dead otherwise, period, end of story. So if you think that you're going to stick a middle finger up at a virus and it's going to have an effect, stick that middle finger up your nose and you're going to infect yourself with COVID because it doesn't care about what you think. Mm-mm. Or what your attitudes or opinions are.
No.
It just is.
Yeah.
It's like people being like, you know, like water, you know, like you'll drown if you're in water. And it's like people who are like, I don't need to swim because I just believe that I don't have to. I have the right to be in this water and not die. Well, if you can't swim, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. It's just, I mean, go ahead and argue at the water, but it's still going to just be water.
It's still going to be there. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize. It's frustrating, right? It's frustrating, and I don't know. To me, the thing that is like upsetting is when a rock star acts flip like that and says bleep that COVID bleep, and you know you're gonna show that COVID boss.
Yeah, I'm not gonna let some invisible virus make me.
How does that feel?
Make me change my life.
How does that feel to the families of people who have lost people or people who have struggled with their own health around this?
Well, I mean, it doesn't seem to bother a lot of people.
Do you want to go? Would you like to expound?
I probably shouldn't. But if you find yourself getting political or opinionated about a virus, you're stupid.
Well, I'm actually with you on that, Bradley, because it's
because the virus doesn't care.
It's science. It's its own thing.
And I know I'm being really.
No, keep going. I like it.
Yeah.
Voicey.
Like you're voicey.
Thank you for being voicey. Mm-hmm.
It's just, I know I'm screaming into the wind. It's pointless because those people are literally just, they don't care, and they won't, like people like Smash Mouth, I'm saying, and the people who showed up at Sturgis, they have created a reality in their mind that doesn't allow for this to happen. And when it does, because it will, and they will die, and their friends and family will die, they will have some other explanation as to why it's not really their fault. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it was their time. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, but I don't want to live in a world where people can just throw up their hands and say, it was their time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like but literally it wouldn't have been their time had you stayed home. Mm-hmm. Period.
That's
end of story.
You had to do.
It's not like you were going to do the Lord's work. to save lives in another capacity, like you were sandbagging to prevent, you know, homes from being destroyed because of a pending hurricane, so you went out in a crowd. No, you went and got drunk at a bar.
Crotch Rocket Fest.
And you were listening to Smash Mouth.
I mean,
ooh. And I would say that if it was Sturgis, or if it was Gay Pride, or if it was anybody who thought that the rules didn't apply to them, period, end of story.
Thank you, Bradley. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, more shaming people about their feelings. I'm just kidding.
Who else? Come at me!
No, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, you guys, you know that Hollywood is napping when the only story you're really excited about is a story about Stephanie Powers. Yes.
Yeah.
Stephanie Powers from
You don't
Heart
remember
to Heart.
Her because for most of you listening, you weren't alive when she was on television.
You know things are bad when that headline is what excites you, that Stephanie Powers went out grocery shopping.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that when we come back after this on My Talk 107.1. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. Okay, so, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Something else just caught my eye.
What's that?
Remember our conversation?
You were supposed to tell us about Stephanie Powers.
I'm going to tell you about Stephanie Powers, but I did want to get back to a previous conversation briefly because something just caught my eye.
Okay.
Which was that we were talking about the possibility that Jennifer Lawrence was maybe trying to get tongues wagging by appearing as though she is with child.
Yeah.
Well, the headline in the Daily Mail is Jennifer Lawrence admires her wedding ring on romantic stroll with husband Cook Maroney as she sips a martini while dining outside in Ooh. NYC.
Ooh.
Okay, so there you go. That is that. Although I will say, as she's walking, she is admiring her wedding ring, which, I don't know. There's a story going on there.
Yeah, something's going on.
Anyway, that's not why we came to talk today. We came to discuss another hard-hitting headline. Exclusive heart-to-heart actress Stephanie Powers, 77, okay, looks as fit as ever as she spotted in a rare outing while loading up on groceries in L.A.
Okay, first of all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hi.
Raise your hand if you remember. I know we do, but like anybody in this audience who remembers Heart to Heart,
mm-hmm,
like who would even understand that reference? Heart to Heart actress. That was from 1979 to 84.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
By the way, best theme song.
Bradley loves this
theme song. Let's just do it a little bit. I think that's where I fell in love with the Wookachur Wookachur, which is so delightfully 70s, right? Max. Breaking glass. Riding really fast cars and explosions.
That is good.
And they turn off light and really have good sex.
What even is Heart to Heart about?
It's this crime-fighting couple, right? Like, they both were, like, always on the trail of, like, diamond smugglers. And
so delightfully early 80s. Well, Stephanie Powers, who starred in that show, by the way, opposite who? Opposite anyone?
Wait, what now?
Robert Wagner.
Thank you, Holly.
Yeah, of course. Robert Wagner, Stephanie Powers.
Stick a pin in that, because I'm going to tell you what she had to say about that in a minute.
Self-made millionaire Jonathan and freelance writer Jennifer are the Hearts, a globe-trotting married couple with a talent for finding mystery wherever they go.
Hmm. Well, she's out grocery shopping now. So that's the headline that we're focused on.
Why?
Probably because there's nothing else going on. But
I mean, I'm glad to know she's out, like, grocery shopping.
Yeah, I mean, she's looking good. She's been working on her fitness. She's,
good for her.
You know, masking up. She's got, a cart full of goodies. She spent some time, about an hour, actually, grocery shopping in San Fernando Valley. This was on Monday. Very exciting. But here's what I think is really interesting is I don't remember reading about her thoughts on the royal family.
Why now, does she have thoughts about the royal family?
Thank you for asking. Apparently, she did a two-hour interview with the Daily Beast where she kind of was no holds barred about a whole lot of things. But one of those things is that, you know, she has had a friendship with Prince Charles. She had played polo with Prince Charles at the Royal Berkshire Club on several occasions over the years. Oh. And so she has all kinds of opinions about the royal family, including but not limited to some opinions about Meghan Markle.
Oh, no.
And these are being published in the Daily Mail.
Oh, okay. So likely they're going to be assy comments.
Right?
Okay.
So she did say that I'm going to read you her actual words. She said that Meghan was trying to turn the royal family into her own personal TV show, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, or The Adventures of Meghan in the Palace. Those headlines saying she was Hollywood royalty marrying British royalty, she had a role in a TV show. She said, please. She's obviously not a great actress. She's gotten into the role she's taken on.
Yeah? Okay, Can I point out the obvious?
Yeah, please.
What's a Stephanie Powers?
Not anything in 2020.
Well, no, but what was she?
An actress.
Yeah, right? So she was an actress and was palsy with Prince Charles. Mm-hmm. So
wouldn't she's throwing stones.
Make her basically Meghan Markle?
Yeah. I mean, good point. Maybe she thinks that maybe she's a little bit better off because she didn't marry the prince. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Where Kate, like, found her way into the
supreme
pizza
tight.
Yum. Oh, you're looking at her groceries.
Look at, no, those oh, are no, her groceries. She looks like stuff. She's smuggling her groceries.
She picked up a yo-yo.
Jeez. God, honey.
But here, I told you really quickly because I want to get to this too because I think this is interesting.
Oh.
Aren't you curious what she thinks about Robert Wagner? Because of his...
Yeah, I feel like we need to take her...
out for drinks? So apparently during this Daily Beast...
And to Lululemon for crying outside.
Apparently she, during this Royal or Daily Beast conversation, talked at length about her 40-year friendship with Robert Wagner.
Yeah.
But there's one thing she will not talk about, and that is the role of Robert Wagner with the death of Natalie Wood.
I'm sure, because Robert was like, wink, wink, do you want to go over the side of the boat?
Oh, they asked her explicitly if she thought Robert Wagner was innocent, and she said, quote, I won't comment about that. I won't even bring it up as an issue.
Yeah.
It doesn't bear discussion. It is a non-issue. What happened, happened, and the rehashing of it is generally done by people who wish to get some money from it. She's got opinions.
You know, what I think is so fascinating is that, like, I could just be in the I could be at a grocery store in San Fernando Valley, and, like, bebopping down the lane could be Stephanie Powers in her super tight yoga pants mm-hmm. with the big mask on and a zebra bag.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just find that weird, right? Because I'd be like, oh, my God, you're Stephanie Powers.
Right?
Heart to heart.
But see, what? And then don't you... This is what I wonder about a person like Stephanie Powers. Like... What does a day in the life of Stephanie Powers look like?
I don't know.
Lots of luncheons.
But don't you like, I mean.
Pilates.
Yeah, it must be. Like, I just.
Yeah, she seems like my mom. Like, literally, she looks like my mom. I mean, my mother's not 77, but she looks like, you know, she'd go to the grocery store mm-hmm. and then go to her Pilates class.
Yeah,
and then, like, probably sit in her office and, you know, play Candy Crush. On her iPad.
But look like she was doing something else.
Yeah.
Anywho.
And then have some business calls.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted you guys to know that on August 28th of 2020, this is where we are with celebrity news, that we have a headline about Stephanie Powers grocery shopping.
She does look like decidedly...
She did get a lot of toilet paper.
Well, is that toilet paper or is that paper towel?
Oh, could be paper towels.
A paper product of some kind.
Yeah. Just planning on making some messes.
She got the ones that you can, like, tear the small pieces off.
Yeah,
I like those because it's not as wasteful.
Yes, I agree. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show,
oh.
Okay, we got to We got to take a turn. We got to go back to Jerry Falwell Jr. because there's more. But wait.
There's more.
There's more
nasty.
After this on My Talk 107.1.